Though the United States spends $3.5 billion on drug education programs, teen drug use is still going up sharply. Yesterday, when the Clinton administration announced the rise in marijuana and cigarette smoking among 13 and 14-year-olds, officials promised new initiatives to try to reverse that trend. But experts say it's not going to be easy, that teen drug use is a complex problem. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the view from the street makes that clear.
Police Sergeant Tom Didone spends a lot of time on the street.
One Baker 4. This come from a citizen in passing.
He's been trained as a drug recognition expert with the Montgomery County Police Department just outside Washington, D.C. From his cruiser, he looks for teenagers and signs of drug use as he drives past putt-putt golf parks, pool halls, and shopping mall parking lots, through public parks, up and down alleys, and dead-end streets.
The necking spots, or the, as I've affectionately dubbed it, the HIV spots, where the high probability is there. And, you know, a lot of times they're drinking and or doing drugs as part of the sexual ritual.
Wherever kids are engaged in risky behavior, there's alcohol and drugs. To stop alcohol and drug use, says Didone, you have to stop risky behavior. Kids love to debate this, says Didone, but that's okay. Talking is good.
They know that they can disagree with me, and I'm not going to say, I'm the police, you have to listen to me. I'm going to talk to them. And that's how you convince people over time.
Didone pulls into a shopping center and begins to weave slowly between and around cars towards a 50-style diner.
Look right here. Look what we got here. Kids hanging out.
10-4, thank you.
He stops his car and approaches a group of people huddled around a pickup truck. They turn out to be high school kids. Didone asks them where they're coming from, getting as close as he can to smell their breath and their clothes, look into their eyes, poking his flashlight into cars as he goes. A few kids agree to talk about their drug use, although they all say they don't do drugs anymore. All of them, it seems, remember sitting through anti-drug lectures in school.
I remember in elementary school, like, the police officer comes and tells you all about drugs and stuff, and I did think drugs were all bad then, but if you're at a party and you're a freshman and you want, and people are having fun, you know, you're going to forget officer what's his name. It doesn't, it's not going to make a difference, you know, if a kid hears a drug talk or whatever. If he's going to use, I think he's going to use, you know?
Well, it'll come better from someone their own age, because if you see, like, an officer come in your school, like a junior high or high school, that's an authority figure, and, you know, peer pressure is big at that point in time, and it's like, okay, well, my friends are doing this, my friends are doing that, I'm my own individual person, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. People tend to have a problem with authority at the teen years, at that level. And, you know, you got an officer coming to school saying, well, drugs are bad, this is bad, this is bad. And you've got a teen saying, well, you know, you can't tell us this. You know, I'm my own person, you know, because when you're a teenager, you think you know it all.
Yeah, and like I said,
and
like
you don't know anything.
If a cop comes in and tells you not to do it, they're going to do
they're
it just because the cop
exactly.
told them not to.
Exactly.
It's warped, but it's true, someone mutters. If you're going to get the kids, one boy interjects, you have to start early.
Preschool, in my opinion.
They don't wait. They wait until, like, maybe middle school or high school to start educating people about stuff like this, you know?
And, yeah, and by that time, it's too late.
By that time, it's way too late
because by that time, they've already been exposed to it, experienced it, probably had someone die from it, or it's hit them close to home, and by that time, they don't know how to deal with it.
The reason some of these teenagers started drinking and got into drugs aren't surprising, nor unique to this generation.
Yeah, social acceptance, man. And, I don't know, depression sometimes.
Mostly depression. For me, it was, anyway.
Things are different.
What depressed me?
Life.
Yeah, really, life. How my life went, my family.
No,
for me, it wasn't like that. I was self-medicating myself.
Yeah, it's self-medicating the depression, that's it.
Yeah, the first time you used drugs, though, was not because to self-medicate. It was because it was there, and it's something to try. Kids don't realize how dangerous they are. My friends didn't make me get high. I wanted to. It made me feel better than being sober. I liked feeling the way I felt high. But, I mean, at first that's how it is, but after a while the high goes away.
I started because my friends were doing it, and then I just started liking it too much, and that's why I kept doing it. And then it just became that I had to have it.
By now, it's clear that a few of these kids are recovering from alcohol or drug addiction. For them, it all started with alcohol and cigarettes. Where are parents in all this, I ask, when they know you're smoking and drinking?
A lot of parents don't even care if their kids drink, you know, these days. They think that all the kids do it, you know, and it's part of, like, for guys at least, I've heard a lot of mothers say, you know, that's part of being a man to drink and everything.
And where are parents when you make the jump to harder drugs, I ask?
At home on a Friday night, and you walk in and you put a little Visine in your eyes and change your sweater if you reek of weed, and you walk in and say, goodnight, Mom, I'm going to sleep, or they're already sleeping.
After a while,
there's not one time my parents noticed that I was messed up, and it's not because they're bad parents, it's you learn to hide it very, very well. You can't tell if someone's high if they have Visine in their eyes and they can control it, and they're just acting mellow. You can't tell.
Then you're ostracized even more for wanting to quit than for having started, this girl says.
It's very scary when you're in high school, and if you do want to quit, which, you know, there are some people that do.
It's not socially acceptable.
It's not acceptable. I mean, there are marijuana leaves on, like, everywhere you look, hats, necklaces, and stuff. It's like, if you quit, it is. The press, especially, their TV shows, like, Roseanne, 2 weeks ago, Roseanne and her husband got high on TV, and, like, we're all acting all silly and stuff. It totally acts like it's okay, and it's not a big deal. You know, and so of course, if you want to quit, you're going to be shunned, you know?
It's up to the parents and the teachers. I mean, that's the best shot you got. That's the best chances, even though it can't be stopped altogether.
Sergeant Tom Didone agrees. Parents can do more to keep their kids away from alcohol and drugs than any anti-drug campaign or substance abuse prevention program, no matter how well they're constructed. But too many parents, says Didone, have a long ways to go before they're willing to face up to it.
I'm speaking now as a parent myself. They may be reluctant to really jump in and express their views and communicate with their kids because in the back of their mind, they realize that they violated the same laws they're telling their kids not to do. But I think as a parent and as a police officer, I do this myself. Is I go in and I admit I was wrong up front, there's no shame in that, and then I tell them why them drinking is even more wrong, because times are different from what they were when I was breaking drinking laws, and when they are. There wasn't date rape, there wasn't HIV, there wasn't a teenage pregnancy problem of the epidemic that it is today. And the violence is different. We know that with guns and through the countless news stories. So consequently, it is wrong. We were wrong. We need to admit that we were wrong when we did it.
Most of all, says Didone, we need to tell kids we were lucky we survived. I'm Claudia Sanchez reporting.